Hello.
Hi, Andre. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. Good. How you been?
I'm good. I was just replying to Shalette that I was available to take the call, and she said you had already hung up, so I'm sorry. I had missed it by a couple
seconds. No, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all
How'd the hike go?
Good. We're just getting back out there, changing a lot of habits and getting in shape and doing things. But it went well.
Oh, yep. Good. So are you doing those, like, really difficult hikes? Or are you starting out with the easier trails, or?
So it's one or the other. If it's an easy one, we're just doing more distance. And if it's, like we did a 3-mile one yesterday, that was really tough. And then today we did a 4.5-mile one that was not as tough.
Yeah, I think it's more fun to go outside and do it than to be in a gym on a treadmill or something. You know, it gets the job done if you have to, but it's always better to go outside.
Yeah.
And for you, you're seasonal, so there's probably only so many months of the year you could do it, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We're in California, so we can probably do it year-round. I mean, it gets cold out here in the winter, but not to, like, where there's snow or anything, you know? So
right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just realized the other day 55 is not even bad. Like, the other day,
yeah.
55 is not. Like, I was just saying, like, it's weird. It's crazy how 70 to 55 is not much difference, but from 55 to 40 is a huge difference.
Huge difference, yeah. Yeah, it's funny because I go on walks on my breaks every day, and sometimes the coworkers will say, it's freezing, don't go outside. And I tell them, look, I grew up in Chicago. It's not freezing. It's fine. You know?
Right. Yeah. That's all they're used to. So they're
yeah, they're spoiled. I'm like, believe me, I can handle this.
Right.
But besides that, when you're out there walking... Yeah. Oh,
right.
Did you come
Michigan
from Michigan?
And Chicago. No. I'm from New York, but Michigan. I've been to Chicago. I'm a big time Bears fan, and
cool.
It's like the how cold it is over there is just totally different than anywhere else. It's just is really cold. Plus the wind chill is on top of that too. So.
Oh, yeah, I remember days where it was like wind chill below 27, you know, it was crazy, 27 below zero. And then also people don't realize in Chicago in the summers, it gets hot and humid and sticky. Most people know it snows in the winter, but, you know, I'm like, man, they have the worst summers and the worst winters. It's really, really difficult. But the Bears are coming back this year, huh? With their new quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We almost pulled it out the last game, but we really looked good. That game could have went either way.
Are they still playoff contenders?
Sure.
Can
yeah.
They keep
yeah,
winning.
They
yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yep. And the trade deadline is November 13th or 12th or something like that. So I'm hearing some news that we might get a really good defensive person from Las Vegas, I think it is, somewhere. Like a three-time All-Star, a really big name. I forget his name. But
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Our defense is really good. Like, I didn't know our defense was that good, but because it's always been about our offense has always been having problems. Our defense has usually always been okay or decent, so.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. That's good. My dad still lives out there, so I talk to him every weekend, and he'll be like, the Bears game is on, and this is happening, and that is happening. I think it's so cool that he's getting involved in it now that the team is doing better, you know?
Yeah, right.
Last time I was there, I was at the Walmart buying some Bears stuff to take home as souvenirs. And that's when the Cubs were doing very well. And the guy at the store said, are you sure, like, you want to get Bears stuff? And I said, oh, yeah. I used to live out here during the Mike Ditka and the William Refrigerator Perry days and Walter Payton. I'm like, I still love the Bears. So.
Sure. They had a really good marketing team back then. Yeah.
Yes, they did.
They marketed that team. Yeah, they marketed that team really well.
Well, the payment, you had asked me to process it today, and it's still not going through, but the system tried it at 7:19 this morning, so I don't know if you posted something and it just needed some time to
post. So what are the last 4 digits of that card that you have?
It's 4212, and it's a MasterCard.
Okay, and how much are you putting through, 150?
Yep, 149 to be exact.
Okay, but what is this about 239 or two like the other? Because
The account is past due from October 3rd, so right now you only owe that one. But if this sits over the next couple of days, there's another payment that will hit on November 3rd. And that's why
we were trying to get this squared away today because
if we get it squared away today, we can then either push that next billing out 30 days or you can pause the account or even cancel it if you wanted to. But we can't do that with the password.
No, I want to cancel
okay.
It like ASAP.
Okay, that way you don't have to worry about that payment for Sunday as long as we take care of this one now, and then I can cancel it, and you'll get an email within 15 minutes that it's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay, 1 second. Let me check something real quick. Are you there?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you a card.
Okay.
But all I'm paying is 150. Like I will.
Correct.
I will change,
you're catching it in time. Yeah, this was down to the wire. That's why I called you earlier, because I'm like, oh man, I don't want him to forget about it, and then another one hits, because I know you and I talked about canceling it and getting that past due in first. So let's do this one-time payment, and then you won't have to worry about any other charges. So my only question, Andre, is it still Tiffany Lane for the billing address on the new card?
Yes, it is.
That's
still the same.
Okay, so then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Okay, 4737.
Okay.
0240.
Okay.
3527.
Got it.
9597.
97. Okay. 9597. And expiration?
925.
And the code?
664.
664. Okay. So I will
read it back.
Process.
Yep. Read it back to me. Wait, hold on.
Let me tell me when you're ready and I'll read it back.
Okay, go ahead.
4737-0240-3527-9597.
Uh-huh.
And then 9 of 25 is the expiration and 664 on the back?
Yes, perfect.
Correct? Okay, good. So I will process that final payment of 149 only, and then we'll get it canceled out while we're on the phone. That way you won't have to worry about this. Okay, good. So I got the green light there, Andre, so you're all up to speed. So now I'll process the cancellation. And tell me again, why were you canceling? Was it more just based on the results or?
I'm seeing my search is number two, which is really good, but
yes.
I'm not getting the calls. I'm not getting, I just can't pay. It's just too much. I just can't pay for,
Okay.
I've been crying this the whole time, but yet I've been being very nice to salespeople and going along and just trying something out. So I'm just going to go very old school and just keep it word of mouth, networking, just do very simple. A lot of these SOEs and the stuff online, people even say the websites, oh, it's important to have a, it's important for Walmart and Target and all these other ones to have a website. If you're a small company and, the money's not coming back to me.
Okay. So I put a note in here that's why you were canceling. I always have to select a reason code, but I did already process the cancellation. So you are all set. So thank you so much for taking care of that in time. That way, it eliminates a headache for both you and me, So I'm so glad that you got it in time.
Right.
And then
Thank you. In the meantime,
oh, you're very welcome. And it's always nice talking to you, Andre. So have a nice weekend coming up, too, okay?
I appreciate you. Yeah, I feel like if I was making a certain amount of money already, like if I already had a good amount of clientele, but my business is very new. I just started, about four or five months ago. I don't really have a large clientele base, but if I had money coming in on a consistent basis, then I can still I could afford all these,
Makes
it'd be
sense.
Something that is worth. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, there's a note on here that your Google listing is live and verified. So I'm going to see if they'll allow me to send you a review generator email. So I just have to ask the verification department. But if it is verified and live, even though you're canceling our service, that still belongs to you. Okay. So you have ownership of it. So what I'd like you to do is to work on getting a 5-star rating on it. So I'm going to see if, I can compose that review generator email, and that'll help you get some 5 stars here and there. And that obviously will help you. Yeah, because when someone does find you, now they'll have a comfortable feeling in working with you, prior to picking up the phone and calling you. Right?
Exactly.
So, okay, so I'll send that to you as soon as I get confirmation that it's available. And then it's self-explanatory, but if you have any questions on it, just feel free to call me, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Okay, nice talking to you, Andre. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. You too, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.